So, children, if you fancy some cake, please come and sit on the stage now. In fact, you know, we haven't got many children. I think a few Edge guys could come as well if you fancy a cake. If anyone from Edge fancy a cake, come out as well. Hey, any adults that fancy cake, come and sit on the stage. When Dave said we were going to have candlelight all the way around, I thought we needed a few extra candles out here. So, what we have candles on? We have candles on a birthday cake. And, of course, at Christmas time, we are celebrating a birthday. Whose birthday are we celebrating, children? Ah, thank you. Jesus' birthday. Thank you. You knew that, really, didn't you? Yeah, okay. So, we've got to have a cake. So, children, the thing is this. If you can blow out a candle, you can have the cake, all right? That's the thing. Yes, we must have the one on the main one done as well. That's very important. Okay, so who would like to try and come blow out a candle? Right, okay. Go on then, you can start. Right, that's yours? Brilliant. Okay, who else would like one? Come on then. Yeah, that's yours. Good. Come on, children, you're going to have one, aren't you? And blow out a candle? Yeah, good. Jack, do you want to come and have one? Come on. Come on, Jack. Blow it out. Blow. That's it. Okay, and Luke, can you blow out the candle? Blow it out first. That's it. I'm going to take that off before I give it to you. There you go. All right. Okay, brilliant. You can eat the cake now. Now, I've got one more cake here. Can you blow out this candle? Because if you can, you can have the cake. Who would like to try blowing out this candle? No. You've got to blow it out. No, sorry. Children, can you blow out the candle? No. Can you blow out the candle? Oh, right. Okay, well, then I get to keep that cake. Jolly good. I'm glad about that. All right. Okay, where's my clicker gone? So, we've been looking at candles. Right. And, funny enough, you couldn't blow out that candle. It reminded me a little bit of a verse that was read earlier today. It was from a slightly different version, but this is the verse that we had earlier today. In John 1, verse 5, it says, "The light shines in the darkness, and the darkness has never put it out." Now, as some of you know, we would be able to put out the candle on the big cake, but there is a light that shines in the darkness that the darkness can never put out. That's very absolute, isn't it? Absolutely never be put out. Children, or Edge guys, who or what do you think that light is that John's talking about there? The light that can never be put out by the darkness.
God.
Jesus, that's right. It was talking about Jesus. And the passage in John that we had earlier was all about Jesus, about how Jesus was with God right at the beginning of the world when the world was made. But at Christmas time, something amazing happened. That light came into the world. That light put out the darkness. And the darkness has never put out the light. And that's what happened at Christmas time. So now, I have withdrawal symptoms from not teaching a memory verse at holiday week these days. So I think it's about time you guys learnt a verse from the Bible. So I'm going to have a little competition between these guys on the stage and all of you to see who can still remember this verse by the end of my talk. So adults, we're going to start with you just to practice it before at the beginning. So adults, John 1 verse 5 says, guys on the stage, you think you can do that just as well? Everybody? John 1 verse 5 says,
The light shines in the darkness and the darkness has never put out.
Brilliant. Right, okay. So let's think about that in relation to the Christmas story. Now, of course, we all know from good nativity plays that Mary and Joseph and that famous little donkey all travelled from Nazareth to Bethlehem. It was a long, long journey, took a few days. And we assume because of that, that when they arrived, it was night time. Everything was in darkness. And of course, we know the story. They didn't get room in the inn. Now imagine what it must have been like. There were no street lights in those days. The only lights would have been in the houses. and in the inns, but they were stuck out in the darkness with nowhere to stay. But, of course, children, they were given somewhere to stay. Where was it? In the stable, that's right. Okay, in a stable. Or it could may have just been a cave, somewhere where the animals were kept, somewhere where there were no windows. It was very dark and gloomy and dirty and dismal and a pretty horrible place to stay the night, really, wasn't it? Pretty awful. But, of course, something wonderful happened that night in that dark place. The baby was born. Now, whenever a baby is born, it's a wonderful miracle, isn't it? Really is, to whoever it's born to. We had our first grandchild born this year, and she certainly brought joy to us. She certainly brought light into our lives. But when Jesus was born, he brought light into the whole world. Light into the whole world, and the light that the darkness has never put out. So when Jesus was born, that is what we're celebrating. In fact, he brought light into the world. So let's see. Can we still remember that verse? Okay. Adults, starting with you. In John 1, verse 5, it says, children, John 1, verse 5 says,
the light shines in the darkness, and the darkness has never put it out.
You guys have got to join in as well. Okay. All right. So, good. Continue. Now, let's just have a little think for a minute, because, children, I'm sure you've learned at school that we have about metaphors and symbols. Light and darkness are symbols of something. So we're going to think what those are their symbols of. So we're going to start with darkness. Can you think, any of you, or edge guys over there, or adults, shout out, can you think what a darkness could be a symbol for? What things? Children, any ideas? What do we think we mean? Or edge guys, what do you think darkness could be a symbol for? Evil. Evil is one thing. Yes, anything else? Adults, shout out. Anything else? Sin? Anything else? Pardon? Death. Wow, we're getting really serious here. All right, anything else? Fear. Thank you. Good. Anything else along those lines? Blindness. Anything else? Hopelessness. Yes. Anything else? Sleep. Okay, you sleep at night. Okay, all right, here's some of the things I thought of. Here we got them. Fear. Loneliness. Ignorance, sadness, lies, evil. Those are some of the things that darkness stands for, the symbol of darkness. So when we think of light, light is the complete opposite to those things. Light is the complete opposite to darkness. So what's the opposite of fear? Fear of the future. Instead of fear for the future, what do we have when light comes? Hope. Right, thank you. Oh, what is light? Light. We have hope. What's the opposite of loneliness? Jesus brings us what if we're lonely? Friendship or comfort? What's the opposite of ignorance? Knowledge, understanding, or even good news. What's the opposite of, which one comes next? Sadness, I think. What's the opposite of sadness? Happiness. Oh, no, it's lies. I'm not very good at this. Okay, the opposite of lies, truth, thank you. Opposite of sadness, joy. And the opposite of evil is goodness. All right, okay. So when Jesus came into the world, he brought hope instead of fear. He brought comfort for the people who are lonely. He brought good news for people who are ignorant. He brought truth instead of lies. He brought joy instead of sadness, and he brought goodness instead of evil. All those things are pretty amazing, isn't it? That's what Jesus put into the world. Okay, children, now on that same dark night, who were out in the fields? There's a clue up there. Who were out in the fields?
The shepherds.
The shepherds, all right. They were out in the darkness as well, looking after their sheep. It was dark, it was dangerous, there were wild animals around. Wanting to get at the sheep. So it was pretty scary for them, really. But actually, they weren't scared by the darkness, but they were scared by something else that happened. What happened, children? What happened to the shepherds? What did they see? An angel appeared to them. A bright light in the sky appeared. We know it was a bright light because it says, "The glory of the Lord shone around them." And the shepherds were actually at first scared of the light. But the angel, of course, said, "Fear not. Fear not. We got hope instead of fear. Because I bring you good news instead of ignorance. And that good news is of great joy instead of sadness." So all these things were brought to the shepherd through that light. And of course, they, of course, were told about the baby Jesus and went to the stable and were able to worship him, and they were able to follow the instructions because they'd seen the light. They'd seen the light, and they were able to worship the baby Jesus. So, let's see, can we still remember that verse? John 1 verse 5. Adults, John 1 verse 5 says, children, that was a bit mumbly at the end. Children, can you do better than that? John 1 verse 5 says, "The light shines in the darkness, and the darkness has never put it out." Right, okay, good. I think the children are winning. Brilliant. Okay, so children, who were the other?
The king.
The king, the wise men. They also saw a light in the sky. Of course, for them, it was in the shape of a star. And because they knew about the stars, they knew that this light meant something. It meant something to them. And they knew that they needed to follow the star to find out the truth, to find out what was going on. And so they followed the star on the way. They bumped into Herod, who told them some lies. But they were following the star. They were following the light for the truth. And of course, the star led them to the place where Jesus was born. And they too were able to worship him, give him their gifts. And the gifts that they gave him were gifts not really for a baby, but gifts that were all about what would happen to this baby when he grew up to be a man. The fact he was a king. The fact that he was fully God and yet fully human. The fact that he was going to suffer as well. Because at Christmas time, we always think about Jesus as a baby. But let's not forget that he did grow up and become a man. Now, this is a very famous picture. Anyone on the stage know what the title of this picture is? Anyone know the title of the picture? Yeah, but what's the title of the picture? That's the verse that we often have with it. What's the title of the picture? No? The Light of the World. That's right. Okay, so this is Jesus as a man. This is a very famous painting of him called The Light of the World. And one of the things, one of the many things that Jesus said about himself was this in John 8, verse 12. "I am the light of the world. Whoever follows me will have the light of life and will never walk in darkness." There's that word "never" again. All right? Never walk in darkness. Now, I think that's a bit of a challenge. Do we really believe that? Do we really believe that if we follow Jesus, that we will never have those things that we talked about earlier, fear, loneliness, ignorance, lies? Will we never have those things in our life? That's a bit of a challenge to think about, isn't it? Of course, we live in a fallen world, and those things are all around us. And let's be honest here, we are affected by those things, aren't we? As Christians, we're not immune to any of those things. But I think the key is that as we walk with Jesus, and as we allow his light to flood into our lives, then he can deal with those things, and he can let his life, if we allow his life in our lives, then he will banish those things that are all associated with darkness from our lives. But it is a walk, maybe not something that happens overnight. It's our, as we walk with Jesus, as we walk with him, we need never walk in darkness and all the things that we associate with that. So, finally, this Christmas, as you look at all the pretty lights in the windows around here, and as you look at the lights twinkling away on your Christmas tree, I want you to think, aha, lights. What was it we learned about light on Sunday? All right, who can we still remember it? Children, the light shines in the darkness, and the darkness has never put it out. Okay, I think I call that officially a draw, so the cake still belongs to me. Thank you, everyone, and happy Christmas. You can go and sit down, Nigel.